Slu Care, the physicians of St. Louis University, present For Your Health, a program promoting health, happiness, and independence. Here's Melanie Cole.
Slu Care cardiologists are the forefront of heart treatment in St. Louis, offering new techniques such as hybrid approach to atrial fibrillation that combines surgery and the use of a catheter to help the heart regain its proper rhythm. Each advance continues a tradition of excellent heart care pioneered by the St. Louis University cardiologists. And today we have with us Dr. Richard Lee. He's a heart surgeon who specializes in mitral valve repair, surgery for atrial fibrillation, and the hybrid approaches to adult cardiac disease. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lee. So tell us a little bit about the heart services offered at Slu Care.
Well, thanks for having me. I'd say, you know, we really redesigned the delivery of cardiac care about 2 years ago at St. Louis University. And we actually changed the entire structure of the departments. What we have is before it used to be separate organizations between cardiology and cardiac surgeons. Now, we both treat patients with heart disease, but one treats patients with medicines or catheters, and the other treats with open surgery. Now, we're really all under the same roof, and virtually every patient gets an opinion from both a medical and surgical perspective. And once they have an intervention, particularly surgery, our patients are seen by both the cardiologist and the heart surgeon throughout their stay.
So this higher level of expertise and this combination that you're discussing, how does that help you design a treatment plan for patients around their specific needs? Because each person is different and each heart situation is different. So tell us about that.
Well, you've already answered the question for me, so that helps a lot. You're right, every patient is different, and sometimes there's more than one way to approach a problem. I don't know if there's an instrument hypothesis. Well, when you have a hammer, the world's a nail. And actually, with this approach, we've got a whole set of tools, and every patient there might be an approach that might be a little better for patients in general, but might not work for you. For example, say I had heart disease, and we could choose between a bypass or an angioplasty and a stent. Well, there might be something going on in my life or conditions where maybe the shorter-term approach, an angioplasty and stent, would be more important for me because I really needed the shorter recovery time. But every single disease is like that. Every different condition of the heart is like that, and we can provide a really balanced approach for patients. And so, as I said, we have a whole toolkit for every patient of ours.
So now tell us about, you've pioneered a new minimally invasive hybrid treatment for atrial fibrillation. So give a little bit of a working definition for the listeners of what AFib is and what you've pioneered with this hybrid treatment.
So atrial fibrillation is a disorder of the upper chambers of the heart. Normally, the way your impulse from your heart travels is cell to cell in the upper chamber. It's like having a rock and throwing it in a pond, and a wave spreads out. That's how the electrical impulse spreads out and gets the upper chamber to contract in a coordinated fashion. However, when you have atrial fibrillation, it's kind of like rain. You have a million different little rocks everywhere. And that causes an arrhythmia. It causes the heart to beat really fast and irregular. And because there are so many different waves everywhere, you can't get that coordinate impulse, and blood tends to pool and form clot. Well, historically, for some of those patients, we still offer catheter ablation alone, where with a small little puncture in one of your vessels, we are able to put up a little wall of scar from the inside of your heart. But that's only good for certain types of AFib, especially when it comes and goes. For AFib, they're all the time. Before, the only way to really treat it was an open surgery. We need to do it open because we have to do some of those little scars on the inside and the outside of the heart. What the hybrid approach that we've developed is we can do about half of the full operation with small incisions, but we can't get inside the heart. Well, that's where we work together as a collaborative team. And our EP, electrophysiologist, can use a catheter from the inside of the heart and make the small scars on the inside. So together with the lines of scar on the outside and the inside, we can cure AFib about 90% of the time.
That is so exciting, and how fascinating. Now, you also offer a hybrid approach to adult cardiac disease. There are so many different types of cardiac disease, and people aren't realizing that lifestyle is so involved. We hear more about it. So tell me about your approach and the approach of your whole team there.
So I think what the best way to do this and discuss it is illustrate one specific example. We have a heart valve clinic. So Dr. Lim, my co-director, and I see patients together who have valvular disease. The reason we do this is there's new evolving technologies that sometimes are more appropriate for some patients that may be less invasive. So we are now seeing people and offering what we call a mitral clip, which for patients, traditional surgery is a great option, and I do probably about 2 mitral valve surgeries a week, and it's a great operation, and it's a great option for patients, especially if they're lower risk. In fact, even if they don't have symptoms, but they have severe mitral regurgitation, they should be considered for an intervention. And that's one of the things we would do together at Valve Clinic. However, oftentimes patients are really very debilitated and very sick and kind of past the point where we'd be able to safely get them through an operation. That's why we have these new clips that go on the inside of the heart that Dr. Lim and I do together, and we kind of tether and make the valve tighter on the inside and keep it from leaking as much. Now, it's not for everybody, and actually if you are healthy and could undergo a surgery safely, probably the better thing is an operative procedure. But nonetheless, it's one approach. We've got a whole different array of options for patients, which may include no operation whatsoever. And we can give a dual perspective at our valve clinic. We do that for atrial fibrillation, we do it for valve disease, we do it for coronary disease, and aortic valve disease as well.
And Dr. Lee, in just the last minute or two, tell us why patients should come to SLU Care for their cardiovascular care, and about some of the multidisciplinary approaches that you have in your cardiology program, the preventive cardiology and cardiac rehab, diet and nutrition counseling. Give them a rundown of all of them.
So I'd keep it even more simple and more brief. I send my parents here for heart care because I know that all my colleagues treat them like they're their own family and their own relatives. I do the same for my patients. So if there's one reason you should come to St. Louis University, it's because you'll get treated like you're a family member. In addition, that's a great start, but you'll be treated by someone who is an expert, not in the field of heart care, but a super specialist. So for example, we have specialists in arrhythmias and mitral valve disease. And the reason multidisciplinary approach comes in is we have surgeons who are experts in the mitral valve disease and cardiologists that are experts in mitral valve disease. And working together, we treat our family members or our patients with the best approach and the most up-to-date technology that medicine has available today.
Thank you so much. You're listening to For Your Health with the physicians of St. Louis University. SLU Care Physician Group. SLU Care is the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. For more information, you can go to slucare.edu. That's slucare.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.